I want to speak to you this morning on a message titled, It is a Big Deal. It's not a big deal. But I'm here to tell you this morning that it is a big deal. A very big one. And if you will get this message today, it's one of the most powerful secrets on earth. If you understand it and you start applying it. It's not a big deal has almost become a cliche among human beings. Because people tend to forget the things they are supposed to remember, and they remember the things they are supposed to forget. The Bible says in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. The reason is, you have the tendency to forget. And God is saying, this matter is a big deal, do not forget it. In Isaiah chapter number 63, from verse number 7 to 9, Isaiah chapter 63, verse 7 to 9, the Bible says, I will make a list of God's gracious dealings, all the things God has done that need praising. Message translation, all the generous bounties of God, his great goodness to me. I'm taking you on a journey this morning, and I want you to come along. Gratitude, thanksgiving, is a powerful tool in the hand of the wise. And that's what God laid on my heart for this church. Your next level as individuals, as families, as couples, and as a corporate body will be hinged on the depth and the volume of gratitude that comes from you to God. You may pray wrongly, but you cannot thank God wrongly. It is a powerful tool. Only great fools are ungrateful. One day the Lord said to me, only proud ingrates don't dance in church. What is it that you have that you did not receive? And why dwellest thou as if thou did not receive it? My friend, if you think your alarm clock woke you up this morning, take that same alarm clock, put it in the mortuary, and let's see how many people will wake up. It is a big deal that we are alive. It is a big deal that when you walked in through this door this morning, nobody closed their nostrils because you are smelling. It is a big deal that you can sit down by yourself. It is a big deal that as a man, somebody can call you daddy. It's a big deal, madam, that after all your waka about, somebody can call you mommy. It's a big deal. There is no single thing you have that you did not receive. In the kingdom, there are no achievers. We only have receivers. If you are thoughtful, you will be thankful, and your thank will be full. Be grateful. That's why I came this morning, to remind you of God's goodness to you. You may have lost something, but God is the reason you have not lost everything. One of my pastor's wives told me that one day she was in the meeting, and she was complaining that her hair was not long. My hair is so short and all that. One lady just grabbed her hand and took her to the restroom, removed her wig. Thank God for wigs. And said to her, some months ago, she said she was afflicted with a disease that scraped all the hair on her body. Her head, her private part, her armpit, even her nostrils. She said, you are complaining that your hair is short. I don't even have. Be grateful. That's the message God gave me for you today. Be grateful. Top up your gratitude and see how God will simplify your life. When last did you roll on the floor for God? When last did you go on your knees during praise worship? When last did you wet your makeup? My husband says it is not normal for things to be normal. Go to the hospital. You will know you have reasons to thank God. Go to the psychiatric hospital. You will know God is good to you. You say, look at me. I am 32. I am not married. You know why you are not married? You have not thanked God enough that you are marriageable. Can a mad woman be thinking about marriage? Look at me. I've been married for 3 years. I don't have a child. You know why? You have not thanked God enough for your marriage. You need a gratitude journal. You need a gratitude journal. I have one. Many times before I go to bed, I get my iPad and I'm typing. Thank you, Lord, that I still have nails. Thank you, Lord, that I am still the mother of my children. Let me tell you the truth, my dear. If you die, we're just dignifying you. Life may stop for a while, but they will still eat in your house. They will still play game. In fact, I always tell women, don't kill yourself. If you kill yourself because you are looking for a boy, before you are buried, your husband will tell somebody, please, can you make some tea for me? Hot chocolate. While you're still in the mortuary. Please make it very thick. Very thick. And what the person is going to make, say, please, and add some toast. You're still in the mortuary. See, I've not eaten since. I've not really slept well. They will still sing in that house. They will still play Ayefele after you are buried. And your children, hear me very well, your children will counsel with their father to remarry. Because they cannot be coming from Australia or from Lekki to come and cook food for daddy. Daddy, mommy is gone. Mommy is resting in heaven. You need to move on. Help me tell your neighbor, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Help me tell another person, it is a big deal. If God does not bless you, he will still be God. And he is so powerful. See where he has put his house. Jump up till tomorrow, you can't reach it. Put ladder, you can't reach it. You see where God is. Carry plane. He does what he likes and he likes what he does. He is God. All by himself. So when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you should do is to be grateful. Stop complaining. Stop being the chairperson, public complaint commission. Give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Be grateful. There are ministries that started when this ministry started. And they've collapsed. Conferences like this have become funeral services for the GOs. I know what I'm talking about. The land consumes. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Whatever you thank God for multiplies. Whatever you thank God for does not decay. Give thanks. My dear, you have complained enough. Your prayer points are choking God. Give thanks. God inhabits the praises of his people. Give thanks. It is a weapon. It is like fasting. It is like praying in tongues. Gratitude is a weapon. Be grateful. I went to visit someone at the hospital, University of Ilori Teaching Hospital. And while I was in the room, my niece-in-law, I heard a noise, a terrible noise. So I stepped out to check what was going on. It was the second room. A patient, when I saw the man, he was about my father's age, he was burnt. And physiotherapists were trying to make him raise his hand. That was why I heard that noise. Pain! Here we are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is not normal for things to be normal. That you can raise your hand, that you can eat, that you can see, that you can walk. It is a big deal. It's a big deal. It is a big deal. A big one. Stop complaining. Give thanks. What have you gone through that people have not gone through? I don't have the time to tell you my story. There are some of us, the devil hates us with perfect hatred. But who cares? Satan, how markets? Who cares? Give thanks to the Lord. God commanded it as a ministry. And this is prophetic. Before the end of this year, have a praise service. Nobody should ask God for anything. Come to church. If you want to prostrate, prostrate. If your dress is dirty, when you get home, you will clean it. After all, who gave you the dress? Nobody should ask God for anything. Maybe this is a joke. I don't know. But I heard that one day the pastor said, everybody write your own prayer point. Whatever is paining you, the problem in your life, right? So people wrote. He said, drop on the altar. They dropped it. Then after a few minutes, he said, he scattered everything. He muddled it up. He said, come and pick anyone. People picked. When they read other people, so they were looking for their own. Return my own. Return my problem. No. My own is better than this one. I don't want. Is it because you have not listened to other people's stories? That's why you think your own is the toughest. Things are happening. Be grateful. That's your husband that you think is a devil. It's somebody's Christmas dream. Which husband is perfect? I've been married 35 years. Sometimes you wake up, you say, so we are still married. With all that happened yesterday, but still married. Marriage is tough. Marriage is hard work. Angels don't marry. We're not perfect. We keep working at it and keep working. So why are you complaining that my wife, the day I met her, that every woman is the same. It's only the packaging. So package your own. Tell your neighbor, it is a big deal. You need a gratitude journal. Acknowledgement of God's goodness. Recognition, appreciation, gratefulness, indebtedness to God. Responsiveness, salutation, tribute, obligation, testimonial. You pat God on the back with praise. God, well done. You have tried for me. My mates are not where I am. Some of you, you only see your mates in Chevron and other. What about the ones at Ajegole? And there are more down, up. Give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Honor him. Esteem him. High regard. Admiration. Oh, good. Can I have the book of Psalm 36, verses 5 and 6. Message translation on the screen. Message translation. Everybody, let's look up and read it. Let's go. God's love is meteoric. His loyalty, astronomic. His purpose. Please. Please, let's read it one more time. Psalm 36, verses 5 and 6, Message translation. Let's go. His loyalty, astronomic. His purpose titanic. His verdict oceanic. Yes. It's in your Bible. God's love is meteoric. Meteoric means it is solid. Solid rock. His loyalty is astronomic. That means high speed. His purpose titanic. That means exceptional size and strength and power. And you know oceanic now. You see how it spreads. Yet nothing escapes him. He knows everything you are going through. His love is there. He comes late when he wants to come big. And he's coming for you. Life is a gift of God. Your breath is a blessing from God. And it is a big deal. Psalm 118 and verse number 23. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. America has intimidating landmarks as a nation. That's the most powerful nation on earth. Yet, America for ages has dedicated one day as a nation and has termed it Thanksgiving Day. No wonder America cannot be conquered. With all their sins. America is modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. But once in a year, the entire nation is giving thanks. Thanking people, thanking God. Thanksgiving is powerful. Bring it back to your home. As a man, when last did you wake your wife up in the night? Middle of the night, so thank her for being your wife. So thank her for all she's been through. You think it's easy to marry you? With all your idiosyncrasies, you think it's easy? Men, you know how you adjust mirror when a girl passes. You know now. You know all that she copes with. There is no human language that can explain and express enough what a woman goes through in pregnancy and in delivery. The other day I was watching CNN, and CNN says there was the research, and the most beautiful word in the English language is the word mother. And these children do not even bear her name. You have no idea what a woman goes through in pregnancy. There is no human words to express what a woman goes through in delivery. And the way God has ordained it, you will hear the woman say, I will never come back here. Next year she's back. And you wonder, how come you have four children? How come you have five? That's how God does it. Once in a while, pause and appreciate your wife. Appreciate your husband. Appreciate your children. Just a text. Some of you men, you are full of commendation outside and condemnation inside. Your wife prepared your meal. It's too salty. And he said, what? No. Just tell her, if you can be as generous with money the way you are with salt in this house, she will get the message. She will take it back to the kitchen, slice some yam or some potato. It will absorb it, and then there will be peace in the home. Help me tell your neighbor, be grateful. Life is a big deal. Many times we take things for granted when we are in need, when we are looking for husband, looking for children, looking for a breakthrough. We take things, we pray and pray and pray. But when God answers, do you thank God the way you pray to him? If God decides that today, it's only the things you thanked him for yesterday that will remain in your life. I hope you won't be bankrupt. Pastor Ngozi, please come. Can you stand there? Everybody watch this. Isn't this woman beautiful? You saw well when you went to the market. Now look at this. Anytime God blesses you, Anytime God does something for you, He steps back and sits down somewhere to watch your reaction. Let me see if she will thank me the way she should. Every time God blesses you, God steps back to watch your reaction. Whether you'll be psychedelic or you will let it be marvelous in your sight. Whether you will say, you will testify. They are calling for testimony. Say, I'm shy. When you needed the problem, you were not shy. Oh. Say, I'm shy. I can't go to that place. Every time God blesses you, He steps back to watch your reaction. How do I know? The Bible says, by Him, actions are weighed. 1 Samuel chapter 2. God blessed Anna. God gave Anna one child, Reverend Angie, just one child. Anna began. There is none as holy as the Lord. Neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more exceedingly proudly. He raises the poor from the dust. He lifted the beggar from... God said, really? Penina that I gave many didn't thank me like this. I'll give you 5 more. Every time God blesses you, He delivered you from one Okada problem. He delivered you from one accident. He steps back. He says, angels, let's watch. How did He thank me? He just put his hand in the pocket and he dashed God 100 naira. It's Thanksgiving Day. I said, okay, you will remain in that class for some time. Gratitude is the shortcut. Shortcut. When I'm done in a few minutes, I'm going to give you an opportunity to express your gratitude to God. God is good to you, my dear. You may not have everything, but some people are wishing to be you. And here you are complaining. And God is watching. By Him, actions are weighed. Give a big hand. Thank you. One day in Luke chapter number 1, God sent angel Gabriel to go visit Mary, the physical and biological mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. The miracle had not happened. Mary began to sing. My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For He has regarded the lowliness of His handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall come be blessed. For He that is mighty hath magnified me, and holy is His name. His mercy is on them that fear Him through all generations. He hath showed strength with His power. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. God said, what? From now on, generations will call you blessed. The first time I went to Israel, there's a particular church in Israel dedicated to Mary. And our tour guide told us that every item in that church was imported just to honor Mary. One day I was on that situation that is paining you, use it to thank God and see how God will turn it around. Be grateful unto God. Be very grateful. I want to close by saying, don't thank God alone. That's vertical. You must also learn to thank people. Horizontal. Let's begin with your biological parents. Be grateful to your parents. Thank them. You may not have had a great childhood. I didn't. But don't sow what you don't want to reap. Be grateful. They treated you the best way they knew. Take a good care of your parents. Snatch your mother-in-law from your husband. Take a good care of her. Let her bless you. Now, my mother-in-law, you think she didn't offend me? She did. I forgave her in advance. Take care of your in-laws. It doesn't matter what they've done for you. There's a God in heaven. He sees it. Be grateful. Even to your children, be grateful to them. Treat your children well. Stop speaking anyhow to your children. When Pastor Dotun calls me on the phone, this is most times this is how I respond. Excellency of dignity. Beginning of our strength, thou shall excel. Good morning. Bless your children. When your child brings you a glass of water, thank him and bless him. Just say, your 3-year-old, your 5-year-old, be grateful. Be a grateful person. That is what I have come here today, as sent by God to tell you. People that belittle people will belittle. Stop belittling people. You can never attract what you attack. Never. You see great people, you squeeze your face like an amoeba. You attract them, you write all kinds of things against them. You can never get there. While they are rising, you are going down. It's a law of life. It's a law of life. Appreciate the people in your life. Don't treat your staff members as if they are non-entities. Life is a privilege. How about keepers? One of them is a female. She's been working with me for close to 17 years. When she greets me, I also genuflex to greet her. Sometimes I come downstairs in my pajamas or my nightwear and I'm on the floor in my kitchen. And she's wondering, because I'm saying to myself, Olufunke, it could have been the other way around. That woman, and she's beautiful, would have been the madam and the owner of this kitchen. And you will have been the housekeeper. Give thanks. Yes. Stop shouting at your driver. Your great-grandfather has never driven this kind of a car before. Why did you enter that portal? You? What are you carrying that you are against? What is it that you have? And you are doing as if you are the Alpha and Omega of everybody. People greet you. You can't bend to greet them. You talk to people as if you just suffered from a stroke. Everybody here. One sickness is enough. One sickness is enough. One accident is enough to shape you up. Help me tell your neighbor, cool temper. Life is fragile, though. Be grateful. Be grateful to people. Be grateful to your workers. Be grateful to friends that are loyal. Be grateful. Once in a while, write a check. Write a note. Drop it in the offering bucket for your pastor. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma, for pastoring me this month. Do you think it's easy? Whatever honor you cannot give to your man and woman of God, don't give it to any guest speaker. Your pastor is preaching. Your pastor is bringing deep truths. You just sit there. A guest speaker comes and say, "For God so loved the world." Yes! That is a bastard ministry. That is an Absalom. You think it's easy to preach 1-hour message? Psychology said when you prepare for a 1-hour message and you deliver it, you have done 13-hour work. So who is abusing pastors on the internet? If I work for Chevron, won't they pay me? What are we talking about? You think we are dummies? Do you know our certificates? And we left everything to come and be ministering to you. Is it not the prayer that has pushed you to get these jobs? And now you are turning back to abuse us. No wonder God is coming. Once in a while, your boss in the office sends a thank you note. Put it on his table. If you take things for granted, you will be grounded. Be grateful. It is a big deal. That's the word God laid on my heart for you today. Even when, according to Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17, when it doesn't appear as if everything is happening, the fig tree is not blossoming, just give thanks. 2 + 2 is not equal to 4. Just give thanks. Corner God with gratitude. That's one of the reasons why I know that nobody can kill me. I have cornered God. My sacrifice is on the altar. I know how many times I have shut down my accounts. So honor God. Sometimes you don't know the secrets of people. Nathan and I are in full-time business and full-time ministry. full time, laboring to touch lives. Orphans, show God that you are grateful. Don't live for the trinity of the devil. I, me, myself. Let's bow down our heads to pray. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. Sing that song from the depth of your heart. Take any posture. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for everything. Let God hear your voice. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, everybody, let's thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's sing it two more times. Two more times.
In my life,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done.
Can you just be on your knees? Remember at least three things that God did for you. When it was a quarter to shame and God showed up. When people thought it was finished and God said no. The times you died and you didn't die. Give God thanks. God is watching your actions. Give Him thanks. God, I'm grateful. Let's begin to bring our praise to a close. In the name of Jesus, we have given thanks. Lord, today we bow before you in gratitude. We look back and we thank you. If not for you, where would we have been? When our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over,
you made a way. And I'm standing here only because you made a way.
You moved mountains, you caused walls to fall
with your power,
you performed
miracles. There is nothing that's impossible, and I'm standing. Only because you made a way.
Father, we owe you so much, and we have initiated a Thanksgiving season in our lives, thanking you from our remotest past, thanking you for the sins you forgave, thanking you for how you covered up things that will have destroyed us. How you kept our secrets. You did not allow our enemies to use those things against us. How you provided when there was nothing. How you encouraged us divinely. How you protected everything that has our signature. Oh God, how many things can we say? If we had 10,000 tongues, there can never be enough. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Master, God, King, Yahweh, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, Guardian of Israel, we thank you. We are grateful. Thank you so much. We stand upon the authority of your word that says, let the people praise me, then the earth shall yield her increase. As we start this praise season in our lives, Lord, let the earth yield its increase to us. Please, do not allow our mates to leave us behind. Whatever is a prayer point today, Lord, turn it to a praise point. Give us miracles that will terminate insults. Surpass our expectations. Let shouts of praise proceed from our houses. Let this 2019 end on the note of celebration. We give you all the glory.